I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley. My co-host with me today and every podcast that we've done so far is Jalal Hartley. Hello, Jalal.
Hey! James has complained that my hellos aren't sincere enough, so... hey!
Good, I like it. Yeah, it's full of energy, that. How are you? You good?
Yeah, not bad.
Late getting in today to the podcast. Well, you're usually late, but you were even later than normal this week, weren't you?
Well, I've been working for a couple of guys who actually are quite high up in the football world, who are basically building this mega bathroom. One of them's called Jose.
Right.
And one of them is called Claudio, I think. Anyway, we're building this mega bathroom. Well, they're building. It's their design. There's the architect, Gary, who is a little bit weird, Gary, so there's a bit of tension. Anyway, so that's basically what I've had. That's why I was late, because... we've put up the main structure and I'm sort of trying to help them with the plumbing. But we have built this, the main wall of the mega bathroom.
I'm dangerously close to not asking you what you get up to during the week anymore on this podcast. Just to let you know that.
Well, it's fine because I record everything I do anyway.
A good wall that they made.
Yeah. I think we are building a very good construction.
With Gary?
No. I don't know. I love Gary, but at the moment, this is our project.
I'm happy with John and Gary, so...
yeah, me too. And I think he can continue and come battle with the top to show his strength with us, him and everybody.
We are more powerful than them.
Because we are young.
That confidence.
I'm confident, of course. Of course. When you win, it's always wonderful, and it will be a very big revenge. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary. Gary, grow up.
I was not really happy with Gary.
That is true. But Gary is happy.
Jesus. You know that was who you're building a bathroom for, don't you?
I've got vague ideas that they're in
the football. Jose Mourinho and Claudio Ranieri.
Okay, well, they are. Well,
it's bizarre. You keep having these altercations in the bathroom.
It's weird, isn't it?
Premier League football. It's brilliant.
But... obviously, if you think my life is boring, then I won't tell you about it. Then there'll be no more of that.
Okay, brilliant. I tell you what I've been doing this week. I went through my followers, people that follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I've got some really bizarre people following me. Like, I've got no idea how they would know who I am or even why they have a Twitter account. So I've got David Duchovny... of X-Files fame.
Right.
He follows me on Twitter.
That's weird.
Melissa Joan Hart. You know who that is, don't you?
No.
You don't know who Melissa Joan Hart is?
Nope.
I forget how old you are. She was in... well, when my... when I was a kid, she was in...
Oh, but that's the thing. I'm too young to know who she was.
When I was a kid, she was in a show called Clarissa Explains It All and then another show called Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yes, my older brother used to watch those.
She follows me on Twitter. The official verified Twitter account for Queensland, Australia. They follow me.
The whole of Queensland follows you?
Queensland, Australia follows me.
Flattering.
Pot Noodle, the official Pot Noodle Twitter account, they follow me. Now Music.
What, all the Now Music, not just like a particular
album. Not just a number, but Now Music follows me. So if any of them are listening, can you just let me know why you're following me? I like it that you're following me. I like anyone that follows me.
you heard it here. Feel free to just follow him around.
What's coming up on the show, Jalal?
Well, we've got all sorts. We've we've got Buckley's... Is that 30p... £3 bet? Is it £3?
Yes, it's £3. Carry on.
We've got the pub quiz. And also this week, we've got rickets. that's a little clue as to who our special guest is. Not that we have a debilitating leg. Cut that bit out, maybe.
Okay.
And we've got my weekly Watford as well. And yes. Maybe we'll talk about other things. We might talk about Black Friday. I don't know. We could talk about that, couldn't we?
We could talk about Black Friday if you want.
Why don't we?
What do you want to know? What
did,
do you want to
know?
Did
you
about
buy
Black
anything
Friday?
In Black Friday?
No, I didn't. Didn't buy anything Black Friday. Did okay. you?
Got to tell you, it's a 9x16 one.
Is that the ratio? Don't you mean 16x9?
No, this one is was going very cheap. It's 9x16. It's not so good for watching widescreen films, but it's good looking at mobile pictures you've taken of your wigwam. In fact, it's very good in the wigwam. Which is where I have it. Just got to get some power.
That is wigwam friendly. Today's guest started his career at Arsenal, where he won the FA Youth Cup. He has since played football in the US, Hungary, Moldova, Germany, Ireland, India, Ecuador, Thailand, and Hong Kong. It is professional footballer Rowan Ricketts. Thanks for coming in, mate.
It's a pleasure. Lovely to be here, guys. Lovely.
Thanks for rescuing this podcast. We really appreciate it.
In fact, you got so much energy and thrust. Do you want to host it just for this week?
Listen, you're rolling with Ricketts. We're rolling.
Most of your career has been out of the UK. So...
coming back now to England, can't find a club to train with me. That's why I'm sitting in this studio.
Right.
Nothing better to do, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know you've hit rock bottom when you're sitting here.
Yeah, really rock bottom.
I'm going to try and pronounce some of the teams that you've played for.
Good luck. Sounds like an Indian takeaway menu.
You can tell me where I'm going wrong. All right.
Was that one of them?
No. Diocigiori VTK.
Wrong. Diogsia.
Diogsia.
Yeah. They owe me money too, mugs.
Okay. They owe you money. Right, I'm making a list of the people.
Where is that team though?
Hungary. Flew me in, lied about the contract, changed it when I got there, paid probably 70% of it per month, lied to me at the end of the contract, told me they was going to give me the rest at the airport, didn't turn up.
That's so Hungarian.
I think I'm going to get this one right, actually. Dacia Chisinau.
Yeah, it's all right. FC Dacia, Chisinau.
Chisinau,
they're from Moldova.
See, I only knew how to say Dacia because of the car. Is that a Moldovan car, mate, then?
I ain't got a Scooby-Doo, mate. I ain't got a Scooby-Doo.
SV Wilhelmshaven.
Yeah, SV Wilhelmshaven.
Wilhelmshaven.
Yeah, they're from Germany, right next to Bremen.
Ah, Gunther. Yeah. Gunther, yeah, our producer, Gunther.
Wie geht's, Gunther? Gunther? Sehr Gunther?
Very well travelled, don't you?
Unfortunately.
I know how to say, what is that in your pencil case in German?
Give it to me.
Was ist das in deinem Etui?
That sounded good, actually.
There you go.
Has that come in useful a lot?
No.
I've got a question.
Go on.
Let's go, Jalal.
What do the following words have in common? Manhole.
Manhole?
Manhole.
Okay.
Eritrea. Biscuit. Pimples. School. Ford. Cacao. Village. Almanac, Terence Stamp, Voucher, and Kraken.
Kraken, eh? Got a Scooby-Doo. Like, what is this?
What do all
kind
those words
this?
Have in common?
Yeah.
Africa? I ain't got a clue.
Nor have I. I don't know.
What? What is going on in there?
I don't know, they're just all in my dream last night. I was just hoping you can... I was hoping to save 60 quid on a therapist.
You became the fourth player to move from Arsenal to Spurs. Who do you support, Rowan?
I'm a Man United fan as a kid.
OK.
Yeah, London-based Man United fan. You know how we do.
Yeah. Good on you. I've just got nothing to say about that or criticise you in any way at all whatsoever. When the opportunity comes to move to Spurs from Arsenal... Did you feel like a particular loyalty to Arsenal or anything? Or were you just like, I'm just doing a job here?
Yeah, exactly. I was at Arsenal for 8 years, had a great education at Arsenal, learnt everything. Arsene Wenger, Neil Banfield, Don Howe, worked under some great coaches. But I only played one game in the first team. And some people don't realise that at that time when I was at Arsenal trying to break into the first team, I'm trying to compete against one of the world's greatest central midfield players at the time, which was Patrick Vieira. So, as well as cleaning the man's boots as an apprentice coming through, I was getting knocked off the ball left, right and centre. Couldn't get near him in training, but I done well to get a cap, one appearance, but I had to leave, do you know what I mean? Because at the time, Arsenal, who were a big club, great history, there wasn't a massive team, and Glenn Hoddle and Cole gave me the opportunity to go and have a first-team career in the Premier League.
Mm. You played with Hoddle again at Wolves as well.
Yeah.
What's Glenn Hoddle like? Is he all right?
Yeah, I like Glenn. I love Glenn, actually. Glenn gave me an opportunity. As you know, like yourselves as actors, you always need... There's loads of us, right? Loads of footballers, loads of actors. Do you know what I mean? So you always need somebody to give you that opportunity. Mm. And Glenn done that, do you know what I mean? And he believed in me. I believed in myself. And even when there was a few doubters... one man in particular, David Pleat. David Pleat, for some reason, he had something against me. And Glenn, John Gorman, Chris Hughton, they all believed in me and gave me an opportunity to go and play for Spurs. So I'll always remember and hold Glenn in a special place.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, Glenn's
nice.
Yeah, I love you, Glenn.
Here's a subject that I like talking about: Twitter outbursts.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. I'm out.
You left Dempo in India in 2012. After being suspended for an outburst on Twitter. What did you say? Can you say?
Yeah, now
is it worth saying again?
This is what they do. This is what the media do. They label it as an outburst, whereas it was an expression of how I was feeling and how I was getting treated. That's what it was. It wasn't an outburst. I was just basically letting the people know. Because sometimes when you're in the system, as I call it, like the football system, you're kind of like, your lips are sealed. You can't really say much. You can't express yourself. But I was going through a situation over there where the coach was, for years, he was taking money from players, which was told to me by the players, and then it happened to be where he had asked my agents for some money. So he had asked the agents for some money out of my agency fee. So then the agents called me up and said, Rowan, we want the other half of the money that we're going to pay out. For example, say if they got about 10 grand, right, the agents. So that was 5 grand each for them. They was going to give away 5 grand to the coach because he was forcing them to, so things could run smoothly for me. So they called me, thought I was a muppet that was going to give them the other five. And I said, no chance. And then I confronted the coach about it, and he acted like he knew nothing about it when I'd already read texts and emails. So then, after a while, pressure bust pipes, Ricketts starts tweeting. But it was a bit calculated. It's more calculated than that. And in the end, it got back to the main head honcho of the club. He wasn't really happy about it, even though he knew I was in the right, and even though they conducted an investigation after, which ousted the coach. He was there for about 11 years. So I was a bit like a Martin Luther King for that kind of that club.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit heavy, but yeah. Shout out to Dempo.
It's time now for Buckley's £3 bet. Can we have some £3 bet music, please?
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
So basically, Rowan, I do an accumulator every week for the Premier League games, and I've never won, never ever won it. But I wanted to get your expert opinion because you're a footballer and you'll know much, much more about this sort of thing than I will. I've picked a couple of games. I'll tell you who I've gone for, and you can tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong. You up for that?
Let's have it.
OK, so the first game I've picked is United-West Ham. I've gone West Ham will win and United won't even score.
And the game's at Upton Park?
No, it's at Old Trafford.
All right, you're having a laugh.
West Ham have been blinding.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Against these big teams away from home this season.
Yeah, but they're on a bad run of form at the moment. How about that?
What was it? They drew the
good
weekend?
Thing this is a £3 bet. Next one.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We need to ask.
Jalal's got something for us.
We need to ask Jalal's expert
football
opinion.
Pundits here who hasn't been consulted.
Yes, sorry.
Me,
go on.
That is. I'm going to go for West Ham.
Reason being?
Because Terence Stamp supports West Ham.
Oh, here we go. He's going back in there, isn't he? You've got to let it go.
True?
I'm telling you, let it go.
That is true that Terence Stamp supports West Ham.
Picked Watford, Norwich. I've gone for a draw. Watford at home against Norwich. I think they're quite similar teams.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Just gone for a draw.
I'll give you that one.
I've gone for Watford a win, one by one goal.
All right, not a bad shout, Jalad. To be fair, what's made you go for that result?
Well, I think that they've been doing all right, haven't they?
Have they? What colour kit do they play? Do you know?
Yellow.
You're a Watford fan?
Yeah, I.
How long have you been supporting Watford? Because this is what I want to know.
Almost too long.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. 6, 7 weeks.
Do you know who their manager is?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Flores.
I love this. He knows his stuff, doesn't
he? Have we found out about Terence Stamp yet?
Yeah. I've just had the word from Gunther. Terence Stamp is a West Ham fan.
There you go. See, I think I've dreamt the winner. I've dreamt the celebrity who supports the team. So definitely West Ham. Watford, well, I haven't dreamt anything about, but Watford's my team. Let me see if I can just... While you're doing the next one, I'm just going to have a little nap and see if I can dream the celebrity who supports the winning team, right?
All right. Arsenal, Sunderland. Arsenal's at home. I've said Arsenal, but they've got... The injuries at Arsenal are just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, they're horrible. I was down at the training ground 2 weeks ago talking with one of the coaches, and we were talking about the actual the training methods and just how sometimes people have maybe thought, is it something to do with that, why they're getting injured? But I don't think you can point down to that, do you know what I mean? I remember being at a club at Toronto FC and not having much injuries, and players were complaining about the training, do you know what I mean? So it's neither here nor there. Sometimes it's just the individuals, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you can just be unlucky. They've got a really crucial game midweek as well, Champions League. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know, actually. I don't know if I should have put Arsenal. I've already done it.
Yeah.
The money's already
gone. With you.
You're going with Arsenal, yeah?
Yeah, I'll go with Arsenal.
Is Jalal... Is Jalal...
Jalal's sort of dreaming, he's sleeping there, be back.
Wake him up, quickly, because we need to...
Hey, Jalal.
Jalal.
Oh, God, I was dreaming about Dido. Oh, that was so weird. That was so weird. I was dreaming about Dido sitting in a bath of money. It was she was sitting in a bath of £3 in one penny pieces.
Right.
Oh, who does Dido support? Arsenal. Wow, Arsenal. One of the teams in the thing. The thing we were doing. The bet. I'm going for Arsenal then.
You're going to go for Arsenal?
Yeah, I dreamt about Dido in a bath with money.
That's good for Arsenal fans because all of us all agree on Arsenal, so they will definitely win this weekend.
Yeah,
and that was Buckley's £3 bet.
Love it.
It's the time now where I give Jalal a bit of a free rein on the podcast. It's time for his weekly Watford.
It's been an interesting week for Watford. They won 3-2 against another team who are called Aston Villa. The winning goal was scored by Troy Deeney, who scores a lot of Watford football team's goals. He grew up as a Birmingham City fan. He's even got a Birmingham City tattoo on his calf.
Cool.
What?
Just saying, cool. I like that. I like a person with a football tattoo on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got tattoos. You got tattoos, haven't you? You got tattoos.
I've got tattoos. I wasn't trying to destroy a weekly Watford thing. I just said the word "cool," and you wanted me to expand on that. So carry on with your weekly Watford.
You said you were going to give me free rein, and
yeah, I'm just chipping in. I just said cool.
The whole
don't
thing's...
turn your weekly Watford into an argument.
The whole thing's deflated now because you...
It's not.
You shouldn't be saying cool in the middle of my weekly Watford bit.
Do you... Okay, let's put some ground rules down. Do you want me to not say a thing when you talk about your weekly
Watford? I would like a respectful silence.
All right, I can do that, yeah, if that's what you want.
Do you want me to carry on with just saying the facts about Watford now? When it was about Deeney, when he was 15, he was offered a four-day trial by Aston Villa. He didn't turn up for the first 3 days because he knew the trial game was on the fourth day. And instead, he spent the first 3 days chasing girls on the council estate he grew up on. So that was my weekly Watford.
Dunk.
Well, I was sent a couple of scripts before. I've actually had no coaching, but people in Toronto, when I was playing over there, because I was a bigger fish in a smaller pond, they sent me scripts, but then I was leaving the country. But it's definitely something I would like to challenge myself with moving forward. So before I leave, I'd like to get some advice from you experienced guys.
Yeah, well, you certainly got personality for it.
It needs more than that. I know it needs more than that.
You got an intensity in the eyes as well.
Mm.
It's getting a bit too intimate here. Can we do the pub quiz?
Okay, let's move on now to the pub quiz where I put Rohan up against the football knowledge of Jalal.
The connoisseur. So, love it.
So no pressure.
I heard he's not won one.
No,
this could be his chance because I'm all over the place. I haven't watched football for months. No wonder I've got no club.
Here's a few questions that I pulled off DreamTeamFC.com this week. Rohan, it's your first question. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a choice, a multiple choice after the question.
Are you nervous?
Just in case.
No.
You're not nervous?
No, I want you to win, but I'm going to try and win, because I love winning, if that makes any sense.
I think you got a pretty good chance of winning.
Yeah, but you know so much about the game.
Which former member of Liverpool's 2005 Champions League winning team has just signed for Dundee United? Is it Igor Biskan or Florin Cinema Pongol?
I go with the letter, Mr. Pongol.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. Well done.
Because the other one ain't got a clue who he is, so I'm going to say his name.
Are you ready for your question?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you need this. Okay, there is only one outfield Arsenal player who hasn't been injured in 2015. Is it Joel Campbell or Danny Welbeck?
Oh, this is a tough one. Take your time,
I'm trying to psych you out.
It's just 50-50 anyway, because I don't know who either of those people are.
I love it.
Joel, what was the Joel one?
Joel Campbell or Danny Welbeck?
Joel Campbell.
Well done, you're wrong.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Hello, yeah, I got him there. Yeah, it's right.
Jeez, I don't know who to believe.
You've seen his face.
1-1, okay. Who did Wayne Rooney claim was the most annoying teammate at Man United? Was it Anders Lindegaard or Phil Jones?
That's a good one. This is real 50-50. I ain't got a clue what's going on here. Phil Jones.
He's wrong.
Yeah?
He's wrong. Oh no!
Opportunity to take the lead. Let me take a deep breath. Look,
Run!
How many questions we got?
Well, if Jalal gets this right, then
sudden death.
Jalal takes the winnings. Oh, he gets paid this week.
We're in trouble.
For the first time, Jalal, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready, mate?
Yes.
This is unprecedented. Who did Gary Neville claim was his favourite Premier League manager? Is it Tony Pulis or Mauricio Pochettino?
Well, judging by the difficulty you had pronouncing the second one, it's got to be Tony Pulis.
Wrong.
Is it wrong?
It was wrong. What logic? You got it wrong. All right, now we need to do a tiebreaker.
Because I thought that if you...
You could have been paid this week. You could have been paid.
That's so annoying.
Got it wrong. What was you thinking there, by the way, because I put that little accent on...
Because I thought, like, if you would know the answer and that would roll off your tongue easily.
Well, Mauricio Pochettino is a...
Yeah, but you didn't say it like that. You said it as if it was a made-up name.
Tiebreaker time. Let's do some tense tiebreaking music. What is the capacity of Selhurst Park? And the nearest person will win. So, Rowan, you can go first. Would you prefer Jalal to go first?
You go first,
You go first, Jalal. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jalal, capacity of Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace's football ground. What do you think it is?
6,000.
All right.
Seriously?
All right. It's over.
Okay.
6,001.
Right, yeah. It's 26,000. 300 and something.
Yeah,
I would have said 26,000.
What's the capacity of Vicarage Road? I should know because it's basically my chant was about the demographics.
Yeah, that's one of the smallest ones. 21,000 is Vicarage Road. Bournemouth is 11,000, I think. Smallest in the Premier League at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now I know what sort of amount of people fit into a stadium. That's fine. Next week I'm going to win.
Rohan is our winner, and you have not been paid.
No.
It's only fair, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
How many hours have I put into this, making stupid chants at home and editing?
Not enough hours. Not enough hours for my liking.
What behind the scenes work are you doing?
I spend about 4 hours every day before the podcast writing stuff I want to talk about. Believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, and I couldn't do it. Well, I say 4 hours. I'm watching TV or doing something while I'm doing it. I'm not paying attention that much.
The stuff you say is 4 hours work.
I love it.
Yeah. I said this weekend I couldn't do any preparation. I said to you last night, I sent you an email saying, can you do some extra preparation? And you said, I can't. I'm watching a film.
Yeah, but what film was I watching, though?
I didn't know at the time. You just said this film. Ah, watching this film.
I was watching a screening of the film that we're in together.
Right. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because you sent a picture.
I sent a picture of the arrow that said the name of the film, right, and was pointing to it, but you didn't bother to download it.
No, I didn't. No,
so it just sounded like I was being lazy.
Make sure you check out my Palace diary and Jalal's Watford diary on dreamteamfc.com. Keep subscribing, keep leaving us good reviews, because I love it. Makes me really happy. What does that say? Hold on, let me just get this burp out of my body. What does that say about me as a person?
Empty.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for...
You've got a narcissistic wound that...
Yeah, is it narcissism?
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, we're social animals, and what's wrong with a bit of positive stroking from someone?
If you do want to positively stroke me, if you see me out and about, then you know that, you know, I don't mind that sort of thing. You're looking forward to America, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Who am I flying with? I mean, what are the names of all the passengers? I need to know.
The tape's about to run out. I can see it now. It's turning in the cassette there.
No.
Yeah, we're running out of tape, so we need to say goodbye. So goodbye, everybody. Jalal, say goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Rowan?
You're rolling with Ricketts. We're rolling with these two guys. Jalal, and Mr. Buckley out in LA.
Oh, God.
Big up yourself, and make sure you check out the next Dream Team podcast. Pow!
Oh, my God. That was too good to put in this podcast. And I'm feeling glad all over,
yes, glad all over. The Magnus Effect.
Oh. I've heard of that before. I ain't got a clue what it is.
Apparently, it's the spin that you put on a ball,
mm-hmm.
right, that means that instead of going through the air, Beckham puts it on the ball. That's how he bends the ball in.
Okay.
So a ball going through the air, if you put spin on it, it'll actually bend in the air rather than just go straight. If you put the right kind of spin on it. It's called the Magnus Effect.
Yeah, what do you want me to say to that?
I don't know, I'm just trying to impress you because I like you and I just want you to like me back.
I love that. Well, you're not doing a good job. Let's keep going. Let's keep it moving.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.